You're listening to the audio production of The Right Kind of Strong, Surprisingly Simple Habits of a Spiritually Strong Woman, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author, Mary A. Cassian.
No weak girls here. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. Strength and dignity are her clothing. Proverbs 31, verses 17 and 25. I was good at arm wrestling and proud of it. I could defeat all the girls at my middle school and many of the boys, too. As the only girl in a household of six kids, I was bent on proving that I was just as strong as my brothers. Anything they could do, I could do better. Hitting a baseball, performing a daredevil balancing act across the train trestle, building a woodworking masterpiece in Dad's garage, scuttling up a tree, collecting a handful of slugs, no problem. I could do it. Independent, capable, confident, fearless, strong. That was me. My can-do attitude was bolstered by the rise of second-wave feminism. During my childhood, the airwaves were filled with girl power anthems. I knew most of the lyrics by heart and often hummed them under my breath as I went through my day. Nancy Sinatra's "These Boots Are Made for Walkin'" convinced me that a strong woman crushes any man who dares cross her. Look out, guys, one of these days my boots might just walk all over you. Aretha Franklin's catchy tune empowered me to demand boldly that my five brothers and all the other males in my life respect me. And then there was Helen Reddy's "I Am Woman," which reinforced that I ought to be strong, invincible even. Yep, I was sure that being strong and invincible was what womanhood was all about. Little patience did I have for girls who didn't grasp this fundamental concept. The other girls were content to enroll in the obligatory home economics course. Not me. I lobbied my principal to let me take mechanics, shop, and drafting with the boys instead, and I think I got the best mark in the class. I was a go-getter, a leader. I started a small business. I started a rock band. I was president of the Christian club. After I finished high school at age 16, I convinced a major department store manager to hire me as a night janitor, a physically demanding position that had, up until then, only been filled by burly males. The salary was four times higher than what I could have earned as a sales clerk or secretary. In the interview, I pushed for the opportunity to prove that I could do the job as well as any man. I knew, when they probationally hired me, that I would need to do it even better. I saved up enough money from that job to spend almost a year in Europe and to support myself through college. Of all of my six siblings, I'm the only one who earned a professional degree and an opportunity to climb the corporate ladder. These were lofty achievements for a child of a family of poor immigrants, and especially for a girl. I was a strong woman. That is, I was strong in all the ways the world admired. But as the years passed, I began to suspect that I wasn't nearly as strong as I made myself out to be. The more I read the Bible, the more it challenged my idea about what it truly meant to be strong. I realized that bending my will to do what God wanted me to do required a strength I didn't possess. I was strong enough to demand my rights, yet not strong enough to relinquish them. I reluctantly concluded that what I extolled as strength was often little more than stubbornness, insolence, self-sufficiency, and prideful self-promotion. And then there was Pearl Purdy. That was her name, for real. Pearl attended the church I grew up in, the little pink church on the corner. In my teens and early 20s, Pearl invited me over to her home from time to time to sip orange pekoe tea and to play some rousing games of shuffleboard. Pearl was old, very old. She had tiny blue veins, blue hair, dentures, Coke bottle glasses that made her right eye look bigger than her left. She stood at 4'10", maybe, and that was with her sensible aerosols Mary Jane pumps on. Pearl was so frail that a high wind could have snapped her in half. She didn't have a college degree. She hadn't climbed up any corporate ladder. She didn't have the assertive, self-confident swagger of all the powerhouse female achievers I normally hung out with. But as I got to know her, I discovered that she was a truly strong woman.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?